My brothers and sisters, for the scripture lesson this morning, would you turn with me in your pew Bible to page 67. That is St. Luke, the 10th chapter, and I want to read in that passage verses 41 through 42. Will you hear these words? But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The needy. Will you pray with me? Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our redeemer. Amen. In working with Denver Public Schools the last 4 years, our team was responsible for helping and assisting people in times of conflict. One of the many things I learned from this experience was the importance of helping persons to clarify what they may want and what it is they really needed. In working with children, there should be passion. And in the midst of all of the emotions, at times it was difficult to clarify what is wanted and what is needed. So often, when we reached a person's needs, it centered around the person wanting to know that their child mattered. And someone was listening and responding to their needs. Let me move on to say that at no matter what stage of life we may find ourselves in, we all have needs. And we want to be assured that our needs are not being ignored. More and more, when I think about what it means to be the church, it means for me to respond to needs. To respond to needs. I want to say a word about that more in just a few moments. But as we move to the 10th chapter of Luke, it is about meeting needs. The commentary I was reading suggested that you can't look at the story of Martha and Mary and Jesus without also talking about the story of the Good Samaritan. This is the story of the man laying beside the road, beaten and half dead, and the enemy in the story. The enemy, because the Jewish persons and Samaritan persons did not have any relationship with each other. But the Samaritan comes and has pity on the man. He bandages his wounds and takes the man to a place where he might be healed. Jesus tells this story in response to a lawyer who had asked him, "Who is my neighbor?" after telling the lawyer the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus asked, who was the neighbor? The lawyer said, the one who showed mercy. Jesus told the lawyer, you go and you treat your neighbor and treat humanity in this way. This answers the need of how we should treat one another. The story of Mary and Martha puts before us how we should treat Jesus. I know that sounds strange, but Jesus comes to Mary and Martha's house, and there on his mind, and there on his heart, is a great deal. The pressure of the crowds was great. But most of all, the reality that in doing God's will, the cross was before him. Jesus is the guest in Mary and Martha's house, and it is Jesus who is in need. It is Jesus who is in need. Mary and Martha respond in two different ways. Martha wants everything to be perfect. There is a meal to be prepared. Martha would be ready for the feast. We should not in any way look down on Martha. For there is some Martha in all of us at one time or another. I say that because we know what it means to worry. E. Stanley Jones wrote, worry is the interest we pay on tomorrow's troubles. Worry is the interest we pay on tomorrow's troubles. It is sometimes hard to know how to react in this instant culture and environment that we live in. There may be someone here this morning who knew what it was like to brew that cup of coffee, or knew what it was like to wait until the teapot would whistle. But now, it is instant this, an instant that. And worry comes when we find ourselves hurrying. And the result is we end up waiting. Martha was busy. And out of her busyness, she was anxious. And she becomes very upset with Mary because Mary was not helping her. Jesus loved Martha. And we need Martha's today. It was just at this moment that she was not meeting Jesus' needs. For Jesus did not need a feast at this moment. Mary addressed the needs of Jesus by sitting and listening to Jesus. This was not the role of a woman in this culture, but Mary would not let that stand in her way. Jesus was in need of someone to listen, and Mary would sit at his feet of Jesus, and she would listen to his words. Sometimes we are searching and wondering, what does the spiritual life really look like? The spiritual life is found in letting the words of Christ speak to us. Letting the words of Christ speak to us as if we were listening like Mary at the feet of Jesus. There are many needs all around us. I have needs. You have needs. Our friends have needs. On our jobs, there are needs. Even in times of recreation, there are needs. In our children, in our grandchildren, there are needs. In the community, where people are hungry and homeless, there are needs. And then in this world that we live in, could not help but fight back tears when I heard of what happened in India. Some 90 children killed in what was described as carelessness. And then on my way to church this morning to hear on the news that in Greeley, right here at home in Greeley, 3 Habitat for Humanity homes were set on fire. There are needs all around us. And so our church is not this building, but the church is in each side of us. We can make a huge difference in the lives of others as we recognize that people are in need. And a relationship with Jesus Christ, a relationship knowing Christ within one's heart, allowing Christ to direct one's life. Knowing Christ, having a relationship with Christ. It is the answer today. Jesus declared, I am the light. For those who are hungry, I am bread. For those who are thirsty, I am living water. For those who don't know the way, who are lost and are searching, I am the way. And perhaps most of all in the climate and culture that we live in, where death, both physically, literally, spiritually, is all around us, Jesus said, I am life. The needy. Jesus was in need at Mary and Martha's house. We are in need. It's a good combination. Amen. Amen.